There's a trade-off that a lot of us made a long time ago, back at the beginning of our working lives. Money or meaning? If you're really lucky, maybe you have both. But there are an awful lot of people earning decent salaries these days, doing jobs they themselves consider pointless. The anthropologist David Graeber calls them BS jobs, and he says they're epidemic, especially in that circle of hell known as middle management. Graeber's one of the founders of the Occupy Wall Street movement, so he's not a huge fan of the corporate class to begin with. He told Steve Paulson, the rise of BS jobs proves there is something really wrong with the 40-hour work week.
Often when I meet people, faculty, spouses, and people like that, and you sort of talk about what you do, I talk about what I do, say, what do you do? And they say, oh, well, nothing really. You think they're being modest, right? So you press them, maybe give them a couple of drinks, and eventually they admit that, actually, no, they meant it literally. They literally do nothing all day. Maybe they do work for an hour, and otherwise they sit around making cat memes or updating their Facebook profiles.
But they're actually getting paid doing that.
And they're getting paid really good money. That's the thing. They get paid much more than most people who are actually doing something. And this is what began to fascinate me. You know, there's all these people have these jobs where they seem to get paid to do nothing at all or nothing that they think has any point.
This is not just an occasional thing that happens. It happens a lot?
It happened a lot when I talked to people about their corporate jobs. The fancier the title and the more opaque the title, the more they are likely to admit to you that really they aren't doing anything at all. So I wrote a little essay. I wrote this little piece saying, maybe this is the reason why we don't have a 15-hour week. 100 years ago, they thought we would by now. We actually have eliminated all the jobs that existed back then, and we've just made up these dummy jobs to keep us working because our society has this idea that everybody has to be working all the time, and people running the system like keeping us off the street. It scares them if people have too much leisure time. And the piece went crazy. Within 2 weeks, it had traveled all over the world. It was coming out in Korean, Estonian. There's a version in Chinese. Then newspapers started running it. I started looking at the comment section, and they were just amazing. Like, finally, someone said it.
So people themselves were admitting this. It's not just that,
Yes. Oh,
that job over there does nothing for society. They were saying that, actually, my job
That's exactly right.
is useless.
If you say my job is completely pointless, were it to disappear, it would either make no difference whatsoever, or the world might be a slightly better place. So if somebody says that, well, I mean, who would know better than you?
And then there was some outfit in the UK that did a survey
on
this.
Eventually, there was a survey by YouGov, which is kind of equivalent of Reuters or something like that. And they discovered that 37% were sure that their job made no significant contribution to the world at all.
Wait, 37% said
37%.
They themselves had BS jobs.
That's right.
Absolutely pointless jobs.
Over a third.
That's astonishing.
Yes.
There were testimonials as well. What kinds of things did people say?
Well, what I did was I went out on Twitter and I sort of solicited testimonies. Have you ever had a job that was just completely pointless, that, you know, had no reason to exist? Tell me all about it. People would send me hundreds of things.
And what kinds of jobs were they?
There were a variety of types. Overwhelmingly, they were not in retail or services or anything like that. They were almost all office jobs. They were basically clerical, administrative, managerial, supervisory sort of jobs.
Middle management jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
So the people who are kind of overseeing employees who actually do the work.
I came up with a little typology based on these testimonies. One of the very common one I got was like, my job is to supervise people who don't need supervision.
So this is different than what a lot of people would consider to be undesirable jobs.
Yes.
Dishwasher in a restaurant, janitor, sanitation worker, street cleaner,
dirty
bus
jobs.
Driver.
Yeah.
We need those jobs.
Absolutely. And that's the interesting thing. I mean, the jobs that are unpleasant, where they don't treat you with dignity and respect, where they don't pay you or give you reasonable benefits, are most likely to be jobs that are actually necessary. Whereas the jobs which reward you the most, your family thinks you're the big success, you walk off in a suit every morning, you get a really high level of pay, a large percentage of these people actually secretly believe that our jobs are completely pointless.
So you must have heard some particular stories
that
sort of stayed with you. Tell me about one or two of these.
One of the ones that really stuck in my head is a guy, I gave him the name Eric, I don't even know his real name, who had just got out of college. He was the first guy in his family to go to college, came out with a degree in literature. He got hired to be a computer interface manager for this design company. And he was like, why are they taking me for this job? I mean, I know nothing about computers. And he realized that one guy in the company really wanted to have this thing. Nobody else wanted it. So they intentionally got one that didn't work. So once he figured this out, he tried to see if he could quit. And basically, every time he would try to quit, they would just give him more money. Nothing he could do would get himself fired.
Why? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't they fire him?
Because they didn't want somebody who was competent, because then maybe there'd be an actual computer interface and people would, I don't know if they were downloading porn or what they were up to. Nobody wanted it.
There's another case that actually, I think, ended up in a newspaper in Spain.
Mm. Yeah, that was a great one.
Some Spanish worker was on the payroll for 6 years. Never went into the office during 6 years, actually turned into a homemade Spinoza scholar, the famous philosopher, and somehow kept getting a paycheck even though he never went to work.
Yeah. In fact, the mayor of the city was going to give him a special medal for long service, but they couldn't find him. And it became something of a scandal, but he had a pretty good excuse. He said, well, my boss didn't like me, so he wouldn't assign me any work. So I was just supposed to sit there on the desk pretending to work all day, and I became incredibly depressed. And this is actually a very common pattern. People with these BS jobs, it has terrible psychological effects. He said, I got a shrink, and I said, what should I do? And the shrink said, well, what do you think would give purpose to your life? And he said, you know, I've always been interested in the 17th century Jewish philosopher Spinoza. He said, well, why don't you study him? So he managed to convince the board he was working for the city he was working for the board. And he said he came in if there was an emergency and just went off and became a Spinoza scholar.
I have to say, that seems like a pretty good use of his time.
Yeah, I think the world's better off for it. You know?
Right. Okay, so this is the kind of criticism that we sometimes hear about government jobs, the bureaucracy. There's a lot of fat, there's make work kind of stuff. Supposedly, it's not what happens in the capitalist system in the private sector. But you're saying it goes on there too.
In fact, it goes on even more because since people expect the government's going to be like that, the government's under a lot more pressure to trim down. But corporations, no one's really doing that. You know, they'll speed up the blue-collar workers, creating greater and greater productivity and efficiency and often making their lives a living hell. But it's completely different with white-collar workers. In fact, within these corporations, often there's this process of empire building whereby executives and managers, their prestige, often their salaries, are based on how many people they have working under them.
I find this hard to believe. Don't businesses have every incentive to cut costs? I mean, I get it that, you know, to puff up your own importance in the company, you know, you want to have people under you. But in the grand scheme of things, this really does not make sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense if capitalism works the way we imagine it. But that's the way it worked, you know, in the late 19th century or maybe 1950s, it was still working like that. If you have a bunch of medium-sized firms all competing with each other to manufacture or market things. But nowadays, most capitalist firms, I don't even know if you should call them capitalist, what they're doing is manipulating debt, operating on finance. The profits from Wall Street now come overwhelmingly from either financial companies or the financial divisions of companies like General Electric, General Motors, not the ones who are actually making things. So the actual economic logic is different. It's a lot more like feudalism. So if you're just extracting money and then redistributing it, which is what most corporations are doing nowadays, well, it's a totally different system than if you're trying to actually make stuff and sell them.
So part of the problem is what the economy has become.
Yes.
There aren't enough jobs really to go around anymore because so much is being automated.
Well, if we insist on working 8 hours a day, but why do we need to do that?
Wait, so you're saying that there's no reason to have a society where we work 8 hours a day?
I mean, the average medieval serf probably worked on average about 4 or 5 hours a day. It's historically unprecedented that people should be spending so much of their time working.
I thought the medieval serf was slaving away, you know, at the behest of his master.
No. I mean, you know, our nutrition and health is better than they were, but in terms of leisure, they had a lot more.
So you've laid out what you see as the problem here. I guess the question is, what's the solution? Is there a way to actually restructure society so that it would make us happier?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, we've got a real problem the way society is structured. I always point this out when we think about all this rhetoric about the robots taking our jobs. Oh, no, what are we going to do? You know, they're going to automate all the work away. And it which shows just how irrational our economic system is, right? Because I thought capitalism and market systems were supposed to be efficient, right? Well, the prospect of like robots replacing stupid jobs, which we don't want to do, is a problem. Why can't we just redistribute the jobs in a reasonable way so that everybody does a little and then we enjoy ourselves? No, that's completely inconceivable.
Apparently. Well, I mean, the question is, how do people make enough money to live on?
Well, exactly, because we have a stupid system where you don't get any money unless you work. So we could change that. We could just give people the money. There are many different solutions. You could try to shorten working hours, but I like that one.
That way, which is called a basic income, right?
Universal basic income. Why don't we say, look, what has created these robots? Made for the possibility that we have all this wonderful technology, this wonderful education, the stuff that makes our wealth possible. It's not something made up by certain individuals and not others. It's made up collective. It's like language. It's like everybody contributes to this kind of civilization and culture and knowledge. So why don't we just pay everybody for that, you know?
So, I mean, you're basically saying quit trying to organize society based on an economic system. It's something else.
Yes. Well, you know, even the very idea of an economy only existed for the last few hundred years. If you go back to Shakespeare's time, people didn't say what's going on in the economy. That concept totally didn't exist. You know, a lot of these ideas that we have, that there's a separate sphere where people exchange stuff, and that's like has its own laws. It's a relatively new idea. Most people in history would never have imagined that, just like they never would have imagined that you could sell people your time. The idea of wage labor is just bizarre and exotic from the perspective of most people who ever lived.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
David Graeber. He's an anthropologist at the London School of Economics, and he was talking with Steve Paulson about his book, BS Jobs.
You better not try. Take this job and shove it.